Thanks for tuning in to TV 49. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here wrapping up the preseason finale. The 49ers finished the preseason 3-1 with a 35-3 win over the San Diego Chargers. And Taylor, 49ers known for receiving to start the game. They won the toss and elected to receive, and really was pedal to the metal from the very start.
Yeah, you got to like the way the 49ers came out and scored on the opening drive. 11 plays, 66 yards. Mm-hmm. Alex Smith started the game with the starting offensive line, A.J. Jenkins at wide receiver along with Brett Swain. But it was Anthony Dixon and Will Tukuwafu in the backfield who really made the difference on the opening drive. Tukuwafu had a nice goal line block, and Anthony had a one-yard touchdown plunge to get the 49ers up, and it was an offensive route throughout the game, and defensively strong as well. A really nice performance as the 49ers go into the regular season.
Yeah, Will Tukuwafu, that block. Jim Harbaugh, best kickout block he's ever seen. And you had to like the way the second team defense played. Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, the Chargers' high-powered offense stayed in there. The second team defense had that challenge, and they really rose to the occasion. C.J. Spillman forcing the fumble, and Darcell McBath with the interception.
Yeah, the 49ers starters on defense were on the sideline. No Justin Smith, no Patrick Willis, Bowman. You can go through the ranks of these a talented defense that we have here in San Francisco. But it was C.J. Spillman who was all over the ball tonight. Larry Grant definitely had a nice game. An inside linebacker coach gave him a shout-out after the game. And Tavares Gooden also a nice game as well, playing on the inside. And you like the way the secondary got after it. Phillip Rivers was in the game. Mm-hmm. Antonio Gates, his tight end, was in the game, had some catches down the field, but they did not get in the end zone. C.J. Spillman with a nice strip. Trent Robinson, the rookie, recovered the ball. Then also Darcell McBath picked off Phillip Rivers. And they only gave up a late field goal at 27-yarder to Nate Kading at the very end of the game. That came off a Scott Tolzien interception. But the 49ers defense, all throughout the second half of the game, the young defenders are going to make it tough for Jim Harbaugh and his staff as they trim this roster down. It's going to be not an enviable position for those guys to be in this coming Friday night when they announce the cuts.
Yeah, and one of those positions that everybody is going to be watching closely, that battle for that third quarterback spot. Will the 49ers keep four quarterbacks? Josh Johnson certainly made a case for himself, played great, two touchdown passes late in the game. He got into a little bit of a rhythm, which was good for him.
Yeah, Josh Johnson had two touchdown passes, but we got to look at Colin Kaepernick first. Mm-hmm. He came in for Alex Smith, who played five plays in this game. Kaepernick had two touchdown passes, looked the best he's been all preseason. That's very positive sign for the 49ers. You got to like to know that your backup quarterback is able to move the ball with his feet and with his arm, and he did that. But Josh Johnson entered the game as the fourth quarterback behind Scott Tolzien, completed his first six passes of the night, had two touchdown passes. Really a strong game in his regard. And Nathan Palmer, the undrafted rookie, caught a ball, raced it 50 yards for a touchdown. And Josh Johnson made it really hard for them to decide what the third quarterback's going to be. And you know, like we talked about, it's not an enviable position as all four quarterbacks really proved that they're NFL caliber tonight.
Yeah, well, I feel, Taylor, like we could keep on going on and on and on about the individual performances. Jim Harbaugh almost did that in his post-game press conference. Delanie Walker lowering his shoulder, walking the tightrope on the sideline, getting in for a touchdown. A.J. Jenkins, his first touchdown catch. Just so many great individual efforts, and you love to see that. The 49ers are just so deep at so many positions.
Yeah, A.J. Jenkins tonight, four catches, 59 yards, really made it some nice strides. You know, throughout the preseason, he was up and down a little bit, had four catches coming into the game, but tonight looked very solid with his hands, had some nice catches down the field. And really, I mean, Michael James had some action early, and Cam Johnson as well, the seventh-round linebacker. He played a lot tonight on special teams, played a lot on defense, so the 49ers got to evaluate him as well. And the roster cuts are coming up. We're going to find out who the 53 final players make this team, eight more to make the practice squad, and then we get ready for Green Bay. Should be an exciting week at 49ers headquarters.
Yeah, the games are finally going to start counting in the standings a week from Sunday. Taylor and I and the 49ers are going to be going to Lambeau Field to kick off the season. Should be a good one. Make sure to stay tuned for 49ers.com all next week as we preview that matchup. So from Candlestick Park, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price for 49ers.com.